Ja, kaj pa je to?
Ja, kultivator.
Gre za neko vrsto apatije.
To lahko reče samo kreten. Noben drug.
Socialni invalid in ga je nemogoče urejati.
Drugi kandidat.
Pa pije, kadi, masturbira, vse kako niso lahko počeli. Nihče tega ne ve.
Vsak petek skultiviramo dogodek tedna.
Lahko po kriterijih Radio Študent, težko pa po evropskih kriterijih.
Ampak na drug način, kot vi tu mislite.
Kultivator vedno užge.
Da pač nekdo sploh omenja probleme, ki so, in da pač sploh nekdo sproži dogajanje v družbi.
To drži. Drži.
Trojka odjebi. Vse od poletja preteklega leta Portugalke in Portugalci v nestrinjanju nad usiljenimi varčevalnimi ukrepi zauzemajo ulice pod skupnim geslom KSLIŠE TROJKA, po slovensko Trojka odjebi. 26. aprila so člani gibanj proti tako imenovani trojki, to je Evropski komisiji, Evropski centralni banki in Mednarodnemu denarnemu skladu, pozvali k družnemu protestu proti omenjenim širom Evrope 1. junija. V dobrem mesecu so se pozivu odzvali v 13 državah in več kot 100 mestih Evrope, od Zagreba do Londona. V Frankfurtu pa so že danes po dobrem letu dni ponovno blokirali vstop v Evropsko centralno banko. Zbralo se je približno 3000 ljudi, za jutrišnji dan pa se tam, kot tudi drugod po stari celini, pričakuje mnogo več glasov. Več o pozivu nam pove Marko Markeš iz Portugalske.
On the 26th of April, before the 26th of April, you know that in Portugal we commemorate on the 25th of April every year the anniversary of our democratic revolution that was in 1974. So we launched a call for some movements to participate in the commemorations of the 25th of April. And then on the 26th of April, we had a meeting to prepare a common action that could give an answer to this European level strategy of imposing austerity in all levels, in all countries in Europe. Because if this is a European strategy, this needs, accordingly to this, this needs an European answer too. So we had some massive demonstrations in Portugal, in Spain, and in other countries, but we thought that with a massive demonstration that could go all around Europe in the same day, we could show a more determined sign that the people of Europe are against austerity. So on the 26th of April we had a meeting, and we with people from Spain, Italy, Greece, United Kingdom, France, so lots of people came to this meeting. We discussed and we reached an agreement to make a massive demonstration on the 1st of June under the theme People United Against Troika. That's what we did. This this call then was appropriated by anyone who wanted to do anything against austerity, and we started creating a network in European level that could create and had its success right now, because right now we have more than 100 locals of 100 demonstrations tomorrow. It's already more than 100 demonstrations in 13 countries. We already have demonstrations confirmed in Portugal, Spain, France, Italy, United Kingdom, Ireland, Germany, Holland, Belgium, Greece, everywhere there's people demonstrating, because everywhere people are against austerity and against the cuts and against the troika that are acting in those countries.
Odkot pa za nekatere preveč opolsko geslo, ko se liš e trojka, torej trojka odjebi, nadaljuje Markeš.
This man has been calling for demonstrations in Portugal since the summer in 2012, because people are really screwed with troika. The fact that is an external government, non-democratic, it was not elected democratically, and this external government is applying the measures in the countries based on blackmail, you know, because what we did was a loan to them, and they say to you, okay, we loan you the money, but you have to follow our rules. And this is not a democratic regime anymore. What we want is back on the democratic regime, get back on the participation of the people, and return the voice to the people, and to elect new governments democratically elected with a political statement that new political programs based on the difficulties of people, the unemployment, the precarity jobs, against all that. And we want a new way out. And this way out can only be the democratic exit, because right now we are living under the power of Troika and under the power of blackmailing of the financial capital.
Od opolskosti do nasilja, ki ga izvaja trojka, pa tistega bolj neposrednega strani nacionalnih represivnih organov, ko si želijo gibanja predstaviti kot nasilne huligane. Nadaljuje mirovnica in politologinja Suzanne George.
The use of non-violence, which this movement has been up to now, is much the best tactic. What I can see very well is that they could introduce, you know, provocateur to start violence, because they know from experience ever since 1999 in Seattle, and then historically for years, centuries, decades before, that using violence is a good public relations tool from their point of view. They want to win, and therefore it is a classic to use fake police, to use police who are dressed as protesters who are starting, fights or whatever, throwing things. And I hope that we have become mature enough to avoid this. You never know, and you can never prove, really, except sometimes that it was provoked. So certainly, if we can remain sane, if we can remain reasoning rather than just striking out, it does absolutely no good to commit violence against people or property. Against people it's shameful, and against property it doesn't serve any purpose. And that's all the press talks about. They don't talk about the reasons for the protest. I think that it is completely undemocratic, because there are people who have been working for weeks, if not months, to get these demonstrations into the streets, all of us together tomorrow, and then a very few people who have done absolutely nothing to prepare and haven't worked at all on the substance of the thing. They come in and say, the rest of you are sleepwalkers, you don't know anything, and we are going to do what we know is best. And I call that totally undemocratic, and since I want a democratic Europe, I am for the people who are peaceful and thinking.
Suzanne George jutrišnji protest razume kot pomemben korak naprej.
This is a step definitely forward, because up to now, our adversaries have been very well organized internationally. They are smaller, they are less numerous, they have an absolute identity of purpose, and they have been able to act rapidly and together. And we have not. And therefore, having similar movements throughout Europe is a goal which I have been trying to pursue for a long time, to include the social movements, the unions, the ecologists, the women, the peace movements, and so on, from various European countries, and in the hopes that we could consider ourselves not just Slovenian or French or Italian or whatever, but also as Europeans together who have similar interests and similar hopes for the future. And that's why I think that this movement is a tremendous step forward, because now we really do know each other much better, and the subversive forum in Zagreb recently was a good step in that direction. So I think it's extremely positive. Now, whether the Troika and the rest of them are going to listen is a whole other question. They have their agenda, and I don't see them dropping it because there are lots of people in the streets. But we are at least giving them warning of what we are capable of mobilizing. So that's a really good step forward.
Asbjørn Wall, norveški sindikalist, ki je že v začetku prejšnjega desetletja aktivno deloval v smeri združevanja različnih gibanj v boju proti neoliberalnim politikam, jutrišnji protest podpira. Meni pa, da se mnogo sindikatov v Evropi ne zaveda ekstremnosti situacije.
The entire question is how we understand the social welfare states which developed after the Second World War in Europe. This was based on a sort of a class compromise between labor and capital, which was established exactly because the trade unions and labor organization were strong, so they represented a threat to the economic interest of capitalists, so they joined into a sort of a class compromise. And based on this class compromise, the welfare state was established. But the welfare state is a very, very fragile construction, because it was based on this compromise. So when the balance of power in society changes, it is very easily developed into a new struggle to destroy the welfare state which we see today. What is happening today is the austerity policies and the institutional construction of the European Union. Everything is sort of serving the interest of capital, of with financial capital in the driving seat in a way. So what is going on now with this austerity policy is not as they say. The leaders in the European Union tell us that they do that in order to regain economic growth and create jobs, but that is lip service to the trade unions and so on. What is really going on with this austerity policy is that it's a conscious and planned attack in order to destroy the welfare state and defeat the trade union movement in Europe. And the reason for that is that they want to drive wages and social costs down in order to become more competitive on the international markets and in order to increase profits in the economy. So it's a class war which is going on, and I think a lot of the trade unions are not aware of that. They haven't taken on that. I think a lot of them do not really see the very extremely serious situation we face in Europe.
Poleg jutrišnjih protestov se bo v Grčiji prihodnji konec tedna v iskanju vzpostavljanja skupne platforme v bran socialni družbi zbralo več evropskih organizacij, nadaljuje Wall.
And there are other initiatives, all the summit initiative, which is going to gather in Athens at the end of this next week, the 7th and 8th of June, in order to publish a sort of a European People's Manifesto, sort of a minimum program for a broad alliance of organizations. I think this manifesto so far has been signed by more than 150 organizations across Europe. Many of them are trade union organizations, social movements, and other organizations. And this is also an attempt to build this alliance, which I think is absolutely necessary if we are going to shift the balance of power in Europe, which is the only way to stop this ongoing onslaught on the social Europe.
O potrebi po mreženju med gibanji po Evropi nadaljuje belgijski zgodovinar Eric Tusson.
We need to build a European coalition of social movements, and there is some intent to do that. Next week we will have a gathering in Athens from 7th to 9th of June, convoked by the ALTER summit process, and we will have, I think, 2,000, 3,000 delegates from 10 or 15 countries from Europe, but it's insufficient. It's an intent, I would say. I am not so happy with this intent. I will be there. I will participate. I am supporting that, but we need to make something stronger, because the brutality of the offensive against human rights are very strong, and it's not sufficient. The resistance is not sufficient till now. So I am a little anxious with the difficulty to build a coalition sufficiently strong to resist the offensive. We need it. We should invest energy strengthening the different intent. But as I told you, the activity of tomorrow, if it is successful, it cannot stop us after that. We should convoke something for the next months to go further than what will happen this weekend.
Sicer pa je Tusson navdušen nad jutrišnjim dogodkom.
I am very enthusiastic, because since the 15th of October 2011, we didn't have at the European level or international level a day or two or three days of action on the same objective. The 15 October 2011, it was convoked by the indignators from Spain and Occupy Wall Street, etc., and it was a very huge success at an international level. In this opportunity, it is convoked by movement mainly from Portugal and Spain, but supported by dozens of movements all over Europe against the Troika, and I think it's very important. I hope that tomorrow there will be hundreds of thousand people in the street in Portugal and Spain, with hundreds of people supported them in Paris and dozens of other cities in Europe. And we saw that today there were the demo in Frankfurt, there were 3,000 people. I hope that tomorrow there will be 10,000 or 20,000. So it's very important.
Za zaključek pa še izjava inicijatorja jutrišnjih protestov Marka Markeša o tem, kaj sme prvi mož Evropske komisije pričakovati, ko stopi na portugalska tla.
Right now we are experiencing every minister, every person from the government, anytime he or she comes out to the street, there are people that organize themselves to to protest against them. So right now in Portugal, the ministers and people from government are not welcome anywhere. So if Barroso comes to Portugal to a weekend or to pass some time, people will certainly organize to show to this man what he's doing to our life and what he's doing to Europe.
V Sloveniji prav tako ne bo nič narobe, če se jutri odpravimo na ulice in spontano družno z Evropo povzdignemo glas. Kultiviral je Jakovič.
E, kaj pa je to?
Ja, kultivator.
Gre za neko vrsto apatije.
To lahko reče samo kreten, noben drug.
Socialni invalid in ga je nemogoče urejati.
Drugi kandidat.
Pa pije, kadi, masturbira, vse kako ni človeka počne. Nihče tega ne ve.
Vsak petek skultiviramo dogodek tedna.
Lahko po kriterijih Radio Študent, težko pa po evropskih kriterijih.
Ampak na drug način, kot vi to mislite.
Kultivator vedno užge.
Da pač nekdo sploh omenja probleme, ki so, in da pravzaprav sploh nekdo sproži dogajanje v družbi.
To drži. Drži.